Okay, God bless you, everyone, and thank you, Bob and Janie, for allowing me to have the opportunity to share some really great things out of God's Word here. The topic tonight, we're doing these biblical research principles and concepts that we had learned in the past in a Bible class, and we've been going through a lot of these things. This is a series we've been doing. And the topic tonight is twofold for me. I'm going to handle receive, retain, release, and I'm also going to show you an aspect of the word receiving. I'd like to change it up just a little bit. I like to call it receiving, retaining, and releasing the word, because receive, retain, release sounds more like just a one-time thing. And the principle is all the way across everything that God ever created in the universe. You can't take one breath of air and then just call it quits. You'll die. You take a breath, it oxygenates your blood cells and everything, and then you exhale, you release. The same with plants. Plants take in carbon monoxide, they turn it into photosynthesis, and then they release oxygen. The principle is all across everything that God has ever made that has any kind of movement to it. There's a receiving, a retaining, and a releasing. I'd like to go to the first verse I'd like to go to on this is James chapter 1, verse 21 and 22. And it's kind of I'm not real fan of using words that are not used in the Bible to explain what the Bible is, but there's these words actually spell out the principle a lot better. But you'll see how some of this is developed here. In James chapter 1, verse 21, it says, "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." Now, this word here, receive, this is the first word we want to kind of deal with. And there's a lot of words in the Greek that are translated receive. I think I got a number here on how many. Some like over 30, maybe 30 or so times. But it breaks down into is that there are basically two words that are used almost 31 times together that make up the majority of what these Greek words are. It comes down to two root words. We'll get into that later. But right here, this word receive with meekness, the engrafted word. The word receive here is the Greek word dekomai, and that is to receive the word of God. And this engraftedness is to take a grasp on it, to grab onto it and hold onto it, and to receive it with that clutching grip. A long time ago, I was involved in a project called Alternative Scriptures for Powerful Abundant Living class. And I worked on this project with Reverend Doug Seed and Reverend Dave Berge. And we went through the class and we found alternative scriptures to each of these concepts. And I wanted to just kind of go through and show you just one. Here in Acts chapter 17, in verse 10, I'm going to show you one of these verses here. Get some water. There we go. In chapter 17, Paul and them came to a synagogue there, and they spoke to folks that were in Thessalonica, and then they went on to Berea. And in verse 10, it says, "Then the brethren immediately sent Paul and Silas away by night to Berea. When they arrived, they went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more fair-minded or noble, as King James Version puts it, fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so." These guys were astute Bible students here. And they received this word. That word "received" is the same word as in James chapter 1, 21, dekomai. The concept is they received the word of God. That's the first thing that someone has to do in order to get God's word into their head, is they have to receive it. The next thing is they have to hang on to it. And we're going to go to Titus chapter 1, verse 9. It says, "Holding fast the faithful word as it hath been taught, that he may be able, by sound doctrine, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers." This word, this concept here is to retain the word. And the English word they translated in King James is "holding fast." This word "holding fast" is this retaining of God's word, putting it on and hanging on to it. It's a couple other words that are used in holding fast and under this retaining kind of group of words are to hold on to the power, hold on to strength, to keep, to remain. And in 2 Timothy, they use it as 2:13. It says, "And this is the faithful saying." Faithful saying. I think it was Jan that was teaching about faithfulness of God's word a few weeks ago, and she kind of hits on some of this receive, retain, releasing. But the alternative scripture that I came up with, I would like to take you to Hebrews chapter 10. And in verse 19 and 23, you have this word, you have this verse here. It says, "Therefore, brethren," I'm reading from the New King James Version, by the way, it says, "Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus." And down in verse 23, it says, "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful." This verse 19, it says, having the boldness to enter. That having the boldness is that you know, you learn from God's word who you are in Christ, and you know what you have, so you can walk in because you have that access. You know you have that access by what Jesus Christ accomplished for you in your life. And that's the retention that's going on of the word in your mind and in your heart. You retain and you hold it in there. I'll show you one other verse here in Hebrews 4, chapter 4. Just kind of reiterate this. It says, "Seeing then, we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Let us hold fast our confession." We confess those truths that our life, what Jesus Christ accomplished, and we do not waver on those things. We stay put and we keep those in our heart, and we know from the truth of God's word what truth is, and we do not waver. In the final aspect is releasing God's word. And you don't find the word releasing in the Bible, you might find the word release, but that just means like letting somebody go out of prison or something like that. But the word releasing is not used there. But we use the word holding forth. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Now, there are a lot of aspects of being able to hold forth or release in God's word. There's numerous things that can be released. Giving and receiving is a principle. Ministering in the body of Christ in a million different ways. Speaking forth the word of God. Praising God. And, singing praises and melody in your heart to God. There's a lot of ways to release. In Acts chapter 2, I'd like you to go to Acts chapter 2. And I was going to pick, there's a bunch, I could probably find 100 verses as an alternative for this. But I thought I'd go to Acts chapter 2 because it's going to lead into the next phase of this thing. And in chapter, verse 23, it says, him being delivered by the determined purpose and the foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands and crucified and put him up on the wrong verse. Sorry, wrong verse, 33, not 23, 33. Sorry. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Talk about receiving something. Well, this is the word metlambano, which I will get into that in a minute. And they received the word of God, and they released it. And here in Acts chapter 2, this releasing was speaking in tongues. They spoke in tongues, and they manifested the power of the Holy Spirit. This song we were listening to earlier, in that song, Larry Schick, he sang it. I forget who wrote it, but another believer wrote it. But he sang it, and in there he uses the word lambano. They manifested, they lambano, power from on high. That word lambano is a Greek word is one of the main Greek words for receiving. A long time ago, in a Bible class we took, we had a little exercise that we were instructed to do. And that was to go through every place that we found the word receive and find out if it was lambano or decomai. And I'm going to explain to you the difference here. There might be a few new folks on here. You got to try this exercise. Get yourself a concordance or a word study concordance, and you could do it real easily. The word decomai is to receive, just to receive in. But the word lambano is to receive in and to throw out, to cast out. That's casting loose is a really great term, like fly fishing, casting the rod out. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you don't just receive it internally. You receive it and you manifest it. There are numerous records in the book of Acts where people received the Holy Spirit and immediately following, they manifested that Holy Spirit. They lambanoed it. And if you understand the two words, decomai and lambano, and then you mark them out throughout your Bible, your New Testament, then you can see greater depth of understanding of how these things happened. And there was a book written on the Holy Spirit field and had appendix in it that has a fairly thorough description of the words lumbano and decomai. I actually found two more words, and I found a lot of verses that were not listed in this. And I'm going to tell you to go to Acts chapter 1, and I'm going to tell you some stuff. It's real interesting that of all these words in decomai or lumbano, they have a bunch of prefixes or suffixes to them. And like anadecomai, apodecomai, epidecomai, paradecomai, prosdecomai, hupodecomai. Well, the same in the lumbano category. They have metalumbano, apolumbano, proslumbano, paralumbano, hupolumbano. So these are all in the same family, and they all are just a little tweak different, but the main root word is they manifested, they received something into manifestation or did something with it, or they just received it. And if you go through and you work these, you will see incredible things here. Now, I took this a step further and went through the book of Acts of just some of these verses here. And in Acts chapter 1, I'm going to read to you a few verses that aren't listed in the book under lumbano and decomai. In verse 2, it says, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen. This word taken up is the word lumbano. It's actually analumbano. He was taken up and received into heaven. And he's not just sitting there doing nothing. Jesus Christ is sitting there on the right hand of God. He is making intercession for us. He's hearing our prayers. And he's being the advocate for us. In verse 11 is another verse. And it says here, who also said, men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Also, in verse 22, it says, and beginning from the baptism of John to the day that he was taken up from us. These words are all analumbano. Now, also in chapter 1, we have in Acts 1:9, we have the verse here where it says, now when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of sight. And this is the word hupolumbano. It's also used in Acts 2:15. Need to go there. I'm just going to stay right here in Acts 1 and 2. In verse 15, it says, for these are not drunk as you suppose. And interesting, that word suppose is the word hupolamano. What they surmised, they thought these guys were drunk, but it was Holy Spirit they were manifesting. That's what they were manifesting. Power from on high, they were manifesting. In chapter 1, verse 8, we have, but ye shall receive power. And this word is not decomai, just receive power. This word is lumbano, to receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. It's also, this word is used, lumbano is used in verse 22 in this same chapter. It says, beginning from the beginning of the baptism of John, that, well, I already read this verse to you, this of what he was taken up from us. And in verse 30, Oh, I was in the wrong chapter. That's what. Verse chapter 20, chapter 2, verse 23 says, him being delivered by the determinate purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by your lawless hands and crucified and put him to death. They took him. They took him. And in verse 33, that's the word, it's the word lambano. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God and having received the Father, from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is the word lambano. They didn't just receive the Holy Spirit, they manifested it. They poured it out forth on this day in Acts. In verse 38, another verse here with lambano in it. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is lambano. They were to receive it and manifest this Holy Spirit. I'd like to close in a verse that I think is it's my favorite verse. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13. I'd like to show you right in that verse a couple of things. It was a long time ago. I was taking this class, and I went to sign up for a class, and my mom said, make sure you don't drink anything or have anything. You don't know if they're going to put something in your drink or whatever. She was all paranoid and everything. And I was in the third session of the class, and I was sitting there, and the man who was teaching the class, my father in the Word, read this verse. And the light bulb went on for me. And I was so turned on, I said, I see it. I see it. And God opened my eyes up right then and there. And I went out after break time and I said, I'll take a cup of coffee, you know. But this verse here in verse 13, in chapter 2, verse 13, says, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which you heard of us, from us, and you welcomed it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also effectually works in you that believe. Nancy, can you read that real loud out of the King James Version? Because it's not showing up here.
For this cause also, thank we God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe.
Oh, thank you very much. And in the New King James Version, they used the word welcomed it, and it just didn't stand out. But there are two words in here for receive in this one verse. And this is about the best analysis right here. This shows you decumai and lambano in one verse. And it says that you received the word of God, which you heard from us, and you received it not as the word of men. That word received as the word of men is the word decumai. You didn't just receive it from some man. This is so big. It's so big. If you can really grab onto this, they received the word of God, lambano. And lambano was that they didn't just receive it. They received power on high. When they received that truth and it permeated into their life, they received power from on high. And that's the word lambano in the first use of this word received. And I really stress that you should go through again and mark out all your lambanos and your decumais. It's a real easy project. And just then when you're reading the word, you know when somebody was taking something and receiving it and doing something with it, or they were just receiving it. And it's a great help in understanding of the Word of God. I just want to thank you all for the opportunity to share. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Bless your heart.